What's the word on Main Street? I'm glad you asked. Sarah Pebworth here, with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts. Are you having a good Saturday morning? Are you grateful for your coffee and the coffee house here on ERU? You getting ready to hear some cool information about the arts? Could you show your appreciation with a donation to the station? Congress and the Trump administration recently clawed back $1.1 billion in federal funding for public and community media. We've got to make a bold statement of community radio solidarity, and giving to WERU says it loud and clear. Please join me in supporting this community gem. This weekend is the 24th annual Blue Hill Peninsula Potters Studio Tour and Sale. Studios will be open 10 to 5 today and tomorrow, and also October 11th and 12th. Get that next tour on your calendar. You get to visit studios all over the Blue Hill Peninsula with a wide range of styles, and you get to meet the potters. PeninsulaPotters.com for pottery locations and a sampling of the variety of work. There's a great map, too. That's at PeninsulaPotters.com for the tour today and tomorrow. You could head to Winter Harbor tonight for John Brown, Songs, Stories, and Art, Lessons from Strangers. This original project weaves together storytelling songs and the visual arts with, get this, giant hand-drawn comics in a live performance creating an immersive experience. You can find out more about John Brown at johnjohnbrown.com or just show up tonight, 6 p.m., at Skudik Arts for All down in Winter Harbor. Do you know about the cannery in South Penobscot? It's housed in a former canning factory straddling the Winslow Stream, and it presents contemporary experimental art with a focus on sound, music, performance, and the word. You can check out their website at cannerysouthpenobscot.org to find out so much more. You could also visit this week for a mid-residency screening of Brian Rogers' Small Songs. That's on Tuesday, August 5th. There'll be three showings, so you could go at 4, 5, or 6 p.m. And then on Friday the 8th, check out an evening of site-specific interdisciplinary improvisations. That's with Philip Greenleaf, Claudia LaRocco, Brian Rogers, Leslie Ross, and Meg Wolf. There's artist bios and more information at cannerysouthpenobscot.org. Getting out of our bubble can be scary, but the cannery is a great place to start. Want to learn to create a felted bird? They're so charming. You can join Mariah Reading in a class that uses natural wool fibers and wire to dry felt a unique bird. She'll guide you through each step, from shaping the body and adding feather details to creating the little legs. You can even personalize your bird with special touches, like a non-wool beak or beads. You can work from reference photos or from your own imagination. All the instructions and materials are provided, and you'll take home a finished project ready to display. You can register for Felted Birds with Mariah Reading, or just Google the charming birds at artwavesmdi.org. While you're there, check out their other offerings. There's a lot happening at artwavesmdi.org. The class with the birds is August 5th, 9 to noon, at Art Waves in Bar Harbor. Do you need to find some peace? Stop by the Southwest Harbor Library for a crane folding hour on Tuesdays from 3:30 to 4:30. Folding peace cranes has a long history at the library. Over the year, approximately, get this, 25,000 cranes have been folded by young and old alike and sent around the world. Why fold cranes? Folding peace cranes promotes inner peace. That is, once you master the folding technique. And don't worry, they will teach you. They'll create a crane flock of 1,000 and then send it out into the world for wishes for peace. All ages are welcome, and as I said, you can be taught how to do this. Papers are provided. That's on Tuesdays, 3:30 to 4:30, at Southwest Harbor Public Library in Southwest Harbor. Head to Left Bank Books in Belfast on Wednesday, August 6th, 6:30 p.m., for an author talk and signing to celebrate the release of Penny Geisinger's book, Shift, a memoir of identity and other illusion, which is the winner of the 2025 Maine Literary Award. In Shift, Penny recounts formative relationships with women and men, including the marriage that produced her two children, and ultimately ended in part due to her affair with her now wife. Beginning her story as straight and ending as queer, she struggles to make sense of how her identity changed so profoundly, while leaving her feeling like she's the same person. This season busyness getting to you? Don't forget that sitting in the shade reading a good book is an important summer activity. This has been Sarah Pebworth with What's the Word on Main Street?